Blog Talk Radio.
Option show for July 14th, 2013 with Richard Olson and
Sherry Edwards. Good to be
Good
here.
Good morning, Sherry. Nice to have you here.
It is a wonderful morning. Yesterday it did not rain after, about 30 days of constant rain every day.
It's just amazing. You know, out here, I'm in, Sherry's in Ohio for the listeners that don't know, and I'm in California. And, you know, we're in drought conditions. We've had nothing but, you know, sunny to hot weather for us. And, you know, the reservoirs are not particularly full. And you guys are having deluges of rain. It's amazing.
Well, I expected all the grass in the yard to be really growing because of all the rain, but I think it got drowned out.
It'll happen, you know. I don't know. And they say there are no earth changes going on, and yet here we are. It's just amazing to me.
Well, I'm beginning to believe that it's all planned anyway. I'm beginning to believe there's a lot of things planned, and we need to go back inside. So that's one of the things that our guest is going to talk to us about, Ethan Fox. We'll be getting to him in just a minute. He is on the line patiently waiting, but we have a few announcements that we want to talk to you about. First, welcome, everybody. We really appreciate your support. We have thousands of listeners now. That's incredible, and it's likely because you guys love the show and posted it, tweeted it, whatever you do on Facebook and all those social media things. It has been so overwhelmingly accepted that Blog Talk has, what do we call that? They have made us a feature show.
Yeah, we're a featured show on their like landing page. We're a featured show.
So if you want to join us on Blog Talk and listen and chat, because Richard has a chat going over there, 347-850-1407. And if you have a question, you can just punch 1, and Richard will open the line for you, because this is an audience participation show. Our guest has such a phenomenal, unusual talent that I know you're going to want to talk to him and get in touch with him. I should say, this is Sound Health Options on Blog Talk Radio. We are sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, and they are the ones that sponsors the keynote that we're going to talk about in just a few minutes. But if you want to join us and watch the show happening, you can go to, I think it's posted on Facebook. I'm absolutely sure that it's posted on our site, soundhealthoptions.com, under radio. And there is a link at the bottom that takes you directly to the show each week. So better health through karma and energy transfer. And a lot of what we're going to talk about is taking away your stress. So that seems to be what's taking its toll. Joan says, Sherry's clear, Richard sounds fuzzy. Joan, why don't you go over to Blog Talk Radio and listen there, because a lot of times they have a much better audio than we do from our little studio here. Richard, have you been following, I'll talk about a few announcements, and I'll hurry through them. Have you been following the Zimmerman trial?
I have. I heard he was just announced as not guilty, so I'm, you know,
well,
I could get into an attack.
Have you seen the information about the Department of Justice? They just found that they, our own government, has been organizing anti-Zimmerman rallies. And even Obama waded in saying, Trayvon could be my son. Don't let this go. Let's deal with it. But our own Department of Justice, through Freedom of Information, they found out that our government is organizing anti-Zimmerman rallies. I have it up on the link here, and I will put the link in the chat for people here. I find this hard to believe, but I've seen it now on 3 different stations, and I've received a couple of emails with information about it. What could be the intention? Martial law again? Another Boston? They want the riot? You know, and several news shows afterwards were just kind of egging people on. And I just find that, I don't know who to believe. So here we are again, of not being able to believe our own leaders and to take it back to our own internal self to find out what's going on. The other issue I wanted to share with you, and I had a hard time doing it, there is a wonderful new article about Boston University. Just now learning that babies' cries can be used to analyze their health status. I mean, how many years we've been doing this? Nearly 30. I am just very happy they are catching up to us. That's amazing to me. I'll put that.
Wow. An actual study. That's a shocking concept that somebody's actually studying that. That's wonderful.
Well, they'll catch up with us eventually. Another one, just I'll make this one really short. The government in New York, Boston, and Chicago has demanded that if Walmart is going to come into their city, they are either going to unionize or they are going to force them to pay $12.50 minimum wage. Walmart just said, up yours. But I think that is an interesting study on how the government and even the states now, boy, somebody put in some nice chat here. I'm trying to follow it and talk at the same time. But Walmart said, enough, we're pulling out. They waited till Walmart got about half of their buildings built in those cities and then just told them this. Either you unionize or you pay $12.50 minimum wage. Not anybody else, not any other corporation in those cities is being forced to do this, only Walmart. Now, as bad as I really don't like some of Walmart's policies, this is totally unfair, and I think the government has just taken on more than they can chew with this one. Another thing I want to share, again, about freedom and going inside and helping and curing ourselves. And I noticed I just sent that all to Richard. I need to send it to everybody.
I reposted it.
Thank you, Richard. A ninth grade experiment proved that having Wi-Fi in the air causes stress on plants and seedlings. It's an incredible experiment with pictures. So those of you who have Wi-Fi in your house, take heed. Clean up. Clean your energy. We're going to ask Ethan about that, about cleaning energy and how he wants to do it for people. So we've put all of these things in for you to look at. We want to do one other thing, which is our keynote. Richard, would you do the keynote?
I'll actually have you do the keynote, but I'll give the description of what the keynote is, because I like to hear it, because it's your voice adding to it, and plus you've had some familiarity with this. But the keynote is what I would call a cosmic energy. It's a energy that emanates from the cosmos. And Sherry reads this in one of the software applications and gives us amazing information, and it's a 3 to 4-ish day window of influence from the cosmos. And I think it's just, I always find it fascinating, and I find it really amazing anytime she talks about it, because of the fact that it's such a it's always so relevant. It always takes me by surprise that it's always like, oh, my God, I know people with that right now. It's just, it's wonderful.
I'm looking at changing something because it's a little bit off, so you can watch me change the website here.
Wow, this is pretty awesome. In real time, that's pretty exciting.
In real time.
I'm impressed. That's multitasking.
You can't see the top of it, so I wanted to move it down for people. Edit text. As bioacoustically speaking, this is about the frequencies of the universe coming to our planet. And what we know is that what it looks like may not be what it is. In health, and in even in vision, we trick the brain. So here it is that we put a little optical illusion up here just to make our point that just like optical illusions, your mood and health can be caused by more than what you perceive at first glance. And it's because we get bad diagnoses here all the time. Had a lady last week supposedly had lupus. And she had a fatty liver that was causing all of her symptoms. So we started to do some research on this, and the enzymes, gave her the enzymes, energy came up, no longer constipated, no longer dizzy. And then this morning, I started to do our keynote, and I was just flabbergasted. Right now, one of the issues that's going on is that high fat in the body, high lipids, are causing fatty livers. Don't you find this just absolutely amazing? So we
I really do. And it's, I have to jump in just because I know somebody who's dealing with this specific issue now as we speak, and I was doing some other herbal consulting with her just yesterday. And then I hear this information from you this morning. So it's just, this is what always, the keynote always makes me suck wind, and it's like, oh, my God, I know somebody right now.
We had several people in the office that even had these symptoms. One girl clocked out and took a nap, and she's usually really high energy. So I think fatty liver and methionine has a lot to do with it. I think it's coming from GMOs, but it's causing diabetes. It's causing people to be susceptible to just absolute flu-like symptoms, fatigue, couch potatoes. And one of the things we did when we started the show is I played some music by Otmar Liebert, which is a bunch of D notes, and D supports the liver. So I put in here a lot of things that can reverse a fatty liver. And if you take these high natural bees or food-based bees, we use something called Brainstorm from, I think it's from Natural Resources. But there's also some liver enzymes that you can get from Lita, L-I-T-A, Lee.com. And if you take that liver enzyme or you take these B vitamins, B5 in particular, and you get a hit of energy from it, then you can pretty much guarantee that you have a fatty liver. Other things that you may be experiencing right now, susceptibility to stroke because of the fat making your blood sticky, use of iron, where that's where the fatigue is coming from, dizziness, nausea, just uncomfortableness from the gallbladder and the liver area. Some people are experiencing cramps in their liver. Some people are experiencing a swollen stomach. And where their liver is, which is on the right side, I guess below your boob, that swells up and gets hard, and your stomach swells, fills with water. It's just a very nasty kind of thing going on. Selenium is helpful. Acetic acid, which is from vinegar, and you can put a little bit of vinegar in water, folic acid, C factor H. Now, here's other things with the same frequency. Is a protein responsible for the manufacture of drusen, a form of cholesterol that causes macular degeneration? And one of the other things that I read about, little known, is that this type of fatty liver can cause hair follicles to get clogged and can cause people to begin to lose their hair. So this is all over. I mean, we've posted antidotes to this, choline and ocetol. Those are D vitamins, carnitine, fatty acid, magnesium, mineral progesterone, hormone, lysine, taurine. So if enough people are interested, we are going to go ahead and try to create a computer program based on fatty liver and see just how bad our food supply is just really causing us a problem. We're going to be doing, I have posted at the end here, we're going to be doing some other things to help people on happy hour on Tuesday evening. We're going to be doing cancer biomarkers because people have asked for that. And there are toxins and issues with cancer the same way as there are issues with the fatty liver. It's one of the things that we do at the Institute here. People look on our website and find that we can look at their vocal profile and they want to know more about themselves. We would rather teach you to know about yourself, so we have some downloads for you that you can look at. Radiation is one of the biggest ones doing damage to people's organs. So all of you who've written to me and say, oh my God, like Richard does, this is why I'm sick today. It's from the outside in. And our guest today is going to talk to us from the inside out. Your energy information, what you can do about it. And one of the things that he does for people is he takes on all your bad stuff, all your karma, all your sickness, and then he releases it to the universe. So I am very anxious to hear more about this. Richard, do you want to take it from here?
Sure. I'll read a brief bio. I want to get Ethan in because I know I can just feel him over there chomping at the bit to have comment about this, but I'll give Ethan's intro. Ethan Fox is a spiritual teacher and leader of the Flower of Life Center for Human Evolution. He's the founder and visionary behind the up-and-coming Awake and Empowerment Expo. Ethan has been gifted with the ability to accept the karma and negative emotional energy from others without any adverse effects to himself. He's able to do this while raising the consciousness of entire groups of individuals at once. Now he uses this divine gift to help others to live happier, more fulfilling lives and to aid in the transition to a new world consciousness. Yay! Greetings, Ethan. Good morning.
Greetings. Thank you, Richard and Sherry, for having me on your show.
We are looking at your website blog. Is this the best way for people to get in touch with you?
For me personally? Sure. Yeah, my website is fine, or they can just email me at info@ethanfox.com. But the Expo is a different website.
And Ethan has two N's. That's a little unusual.
Correct.
ethanfox.com. Ethan, how did you possibly get started in doing this? This just feels so weird to me that you're able to take on people's stuff.
Sorry, go ahead.
I just want to know how it happens, and I want to know how people can get in touch with you and how you can do this for groups and where you're speaking, and I just want it all.
Sure. I'll give you, well, you may need more than an hour and a half, but I'll do my best. I was born with this ability, but I didn't become aware that I had it until about a couple of years ago. It's always been working in the background. And I've lived a very unusual life, had a lot of very unusual experiences, and I just didn't really make a whole lot of it. But about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I met this woman who is actually one of the presenters at our expo, and I'm sure you're familiar with Edgar Cayce. He could see the human aura in very, very vivid detail and color. And I'd never met anybody in this life who had that kind of an ability, but this particular woman could do that. And she came to one of our, we have a spiritual center with a variety of events here, and she came to one of our events and for the first time. And before she left, she made a point to mention to me that she'd never seen an aura as big as mine and the colors that mine had. And she's, I believe, 50, 60 years old, and she's been seeing aura since she was born, or since she was a young child. And so it got me thinking that that would explain a lot of the unusual circumstances from my life. And she can see them in photographs as well. And so we looked at photographs from when I was, very, very young child, and I still had the same aura as a young child. And she perceives most human beings have a very, very small aura, and so that was an unusual thing. But all throughout my life, I had this, I always noticed that when people are around me, there is some sort of transformative effect that happens. They're uplifted, they're happier. Quite often, if they stay around me for a little while, their lives will go off in a different direction. But I never made a whole lot of it until I met her, and so I started putting the pieces together from my life, and I can share some stories if you want, but from my past that led me to this realization. But what it resulted in happening was about a year and a half ago, I decided, well, I'm going to experiment and see what the potential is. And so we got a group of people together, and I decided to do what felt like the natural thing to do that's been going on forever without my knowing, was to see if I could do this in a group setting without actually touching anybody, just sitting in the room and going through a certain routine to do that. And the results were amazing. And she is actually in the room when we do them here in Michigan and observing. And she can actually see all of the energy, including all of the negative energy coming from every single person to me in the room, as well as the energy that I send to them to uplift and raise their consciousness. And what she says happens is when this negative energy from each person, their karma, their fears, and all of that comes near my aura, it disintegrates as it approaches. So it doesn't actually reach me. And it explains most of my life. I've been able to be in any kind of adverse situation or circumstance. I've been in homes that had spirit entities to the extreme, and I can be around negative environments and people, and it doesn't drag me down, and it explains now why that is. And so by the end of our event, what she observes is everybody's aura has dramatically increased from when they walked in the door, and quite often, and the people who have been coming regularly, we do these monthly here, and we also do them for people who are not physically here. They can join virtually. And the people who have been coming regularly, their auras are substantially bigger when they walk in the room already. So there is an effect that continues even beyond the date itself. And a lot of people have had dramatic breakthroughs in health and so on, but my primary focus is not health, although it's going to have that effect. My main focus and goal is really to raise the consciousness of the individuals, and the result is all kinds of things, such as health improvements, increase in happiness level, and reduction of stress, and so on. Blocks in their life move out of their way, but it makes it easier for them to cope with their life circumstances. So that's just sort of a quick overview, but we can get into any details you'd like.
Wow. What kind of things do people come to you with? What can you get rid of?
Well, in terms of negative emotions or karma or fears, those kinds of things, we've had really good results with. You can come with it pretty much anything. Some people have had, like I said, health problems. There was a woman some months ago, and I can tell you some really amazing stories from the past, but in terms of our events, I don't really make a big issue of the, of talking about health, but we have treated animals, we've treated individuals with health issues. As a woman, one of the interesting dramatic cases of change of health was she came to our event for the first time, and she went home, and apparently she had, I forget exactly, but she had some kind of pain that she'd been taking pain medication for quite a few years, and after that first visit to our event, she went home and stopped taking it. And so so we've had quite a lot of dramatic improvements in all different areas, but I wouldn't say that there's any one particular area. It seems like anything is possible. I did a radio show this past week, and it was where I didn't really know who was on the show, but I intended to do this with everyone who was actually listening on the show. And there was somebody who called in, and he called in, and I'd never had somebody with this particular issue, and he said there was a, he had some sort of a spirit entity attached to him, and it was causing all kinds of difficulty in his life. And he asked me, well, can you get rid of that? And I said, well, that's a new one. I don't really know and if it'll work in one instance or not. But he called back in after we were done. It takes about 15 minutes typically when I do this. And he was just amazed. Whatever it was gone, and he felt uplifted. And I don't know what the limits are of it. I don't know, even think that there are any limits to the number of people I can work with simultaneously. It doesn't have an adverse effect from doing it. It doesn't matter the number of people. And my friend Barb, the one who can see the energy fields, believes that I can work with thousands of people at the same time without any, without it being any adverse effect on me. So it doesn't matter if I know who they are. I can just simply intend that the consciousness reaches everyone who is listening to a show or whatever. And even the influence carries in my voice. So a lot of times when someone meets me for the first time, or I talk to them on the phone for the first time, there is an effect that quite often is conveyed even in the phone call. But when we do the actual consciousness events, I turn up the energy a little bit. So it's much more intense and effective if you come to one of our events, whether remotely or in person, versus if we're just talking on the phone. So there's, you know, I don't know what the limits of it are. At this point, we haven't found any limits. It seems to help in all different areas.
Have you done things like somebody who had MS, and you could take away that negative energy and they'd get well?
Well, I've never had anybody come to me with MS. Most of our events so far, people who come, who show up, are people who walk in the door, and they're coming for a raise in consciousness, because that's really what we advertise. We don't advertise it as a improve your health sort of thing. We advertise it as a raise your consciousness. But more and more people are coming with health problems just because some people have been talking about the improvements that they've had, and so they brought their friends. But I can't say for sure. I've never done a test on MS. But I can tell you, there quite a few years ago, and most of my life, I've walked a fine line between the spiritual and consciousness side of things and a very rational business mindset and business and financial world, and really never blended the two. And so I've had a lot of unusual experiences in my life that I, at that time, couldn't completely rationalize, so I didn't really pay a lot of attention to it. But there's a interesting story. Quite a few years ago, there was maybe 20 years ago, but there was a woman who I knew. I was at the time managing an apartment complex, and she was one of the tenants, and older woman in really poor shape health-wise. She had a list of pharmaceutical medications a mile long, and all kinds of things that apparently were wrong with her health. And she reported that while I was in her apartment, she was telling me how she had this really intense migraine headache, and how sometimes she'd be driving down the road and she'd get this headache and her vision would go completely white, and she'd have to somehow manage to pull over the side of the road without causing an accident. And so here I am standing there, and she's telling me the story, and I'm thinking, all right, well, I've got to try something, and because if I don't and I leave here and she gets in bad shape, I'm going to regret that. And she doesn't believe in any of this. So I was really a little bit reluctant to approach her. So I said, you know what, can I just stand behind you? You just keep talking. She loved to talk, so I just let her talk. And I just stood behind her. I didn't even touch her. Yeah, for about, 15, maybe it was more like a half an hour, maybe 40 minutes or something. And I told her, just tell me what's going on with your headache. And after a little while, her headache started moving around her head, and then it went to a little pinpoint, and then it disappeared. And now this is a woman who, she could not walk without a cane or a walker. She could not lift her hands above her head, so she had to wash her hair in the kitchen sink using the sprayer on the kitchen sink. And she had all kinds of issues, very low energy, migraine headaches, you name it. And so I left thinking, well, it was probably just a coincidence. The headache probably just went away on its own. So the next morning, she's frantically calling our office, and we weren't picking it up because we weren't even open yet. And finally somebody answered the phone, and she was just ecstatic because for the first time in 7 years, she said, I haven't felt this great in 7 years. She's walking without a cane. She can lift her hand over her head. And over the course of the next several months, she stopped taking a lot of her medication. She had cancer, too, I believe. I don't know what became of that. But there was a dramatic overnight improvement in so many areas of her health. So I know, and that's not the only story, but that's one of the more interesting ones. So there doesn't seem to be any limit to what the energy can do, but I haven't really done actual studies on specific health issues yet.
Well, do you call this, is it kind of like opening doors to universal energy so they're not blocked, or is it just a release, or how do you explain it? We are looking at your remote energy transfer. It looks like a seminar on your site. So is it just,
yes.
How does it feel to take on this energy? Is it an energy you can feel? Are they just opened because they're in your presence? I mean, I just want to know how.
Well, if a person comes in my environment, so if I walk into a room, just an ordinary room, I'm not trying to do anything, it automatically happens. I can't turn it off. I don't know, maybe I could turn it off if I intended to, but all my life this has been on, and I didn't realize it was on until I realized that I had this ability, and then I went back over my life and I realized it's always been on. And so if I'm in a room with a group of people, this is automatically happening. Their consciousness is raising, and their negative energy is coming toward me, and I'm disintegrating it or absorbing it in some way or another. It happens automatically. But when we have our events, I ask people specifically to send that to me, and so the intensity is much, much greater. And do I feel it? Yes, slightly. If I were to sit in a room and ask people to do that, I can feel when that energy is coming toward me. Does it have any negative effect on me? No, I don't have any adverse effects whatsoever. And Barb can actually see if there was. And so we've been doing these events at least once a month for over a year now, and she has not noticed any adverse effect, and I don't feel any adverse effect. So what's happening is a combination of things. We're taking away the blocks. Basically, when I use the word karma, I'm referring to a dense vibration of energy that is attached to their energy field that's weighing them down, kind of like carrying around a heavy rubber tire around your waist for your whole life. And most people can work off their karma, but it takes time to do it. But I can take it away from them immediately. Now, a lot of times, not everybody can give up all of it at once, and so they have to keep coming back. But because the human body and their psychology cannot adjust to giving up all of this weight all at once, but they can give up quite a bit of it in each visit, and each time they get a little bit lighter and a little bit lighter, and the blocks go away, which that alone frees them up to have more progress in their life. But the most dramatic thing, or the most consistent thing that I hear from our attendees, is that their happiness level dramatically increases and their stress level goes down. They just feel lighter. Their perspectives of their life open up. Their relationships improve. They can be in adverse circumstances or around adverse people, and it doesn't upset them. There are a lot of people who come to our events who are sensitives who are healers or in some way they can't be around, they're very sensitive, so they can't be around negative energy or negative people, or they're healers and they're to protect themselves and they're doing healing. One of the side effects of this is that their energy fields become stronger, and as a result, they don't have to protect themselves as much as they used to before. And the more times they come, the more they have this permanent sort of shield that protects them against negative energy and adverse situations in their life. So that's a benefit as well. So they can continue to have their sensitivity, which can be a strength, without having the negative effects of that sensitivity, which is taking on that negativity from other people. Not to the same degree as what I can do, but their energy field sort of burns off that negative influence around them to some degree. So it's a combination of things. And plus we raise their consciousness, which completely changes their view of life, because basically consciousness is the level of consciousness that an individual has determines how they tune in to the field of information around them, the morphogenic field or whatever you want to call it. Their consciousness level will determine what they tune into, what they notice, how they experience their life, and who they attract into their life. And so we're adjusting the tuner on the dial that is in their body that determines what information they're tuning into. And so they'll walk away seeing their world very differently. It can be the very same life that they lived, but all of a sudden they notice things they never noticed before. And so it's a huge effect in all in all regard. It really isn't limited to physical or psychological only.
Well, do you help them erect a barrier to keep those things away, or is it kind of you just open and you show them how to let things flow through because they're aware on so many other levels?
Well, I don't actually have to show them anything. It happens automatically. I do it all for them. So all they have to do is show up and be there physically, or if they're joining remotely, they can sign up on our website to be on the list. And all that happens is at the time that I'm doing this, they just need to be prepared. And as they don't even have to be hearing me or seeing me, as long as I know that they're joining, I will be doing this remotely as well with them. And they don't need to do anything in particular. They just need to sit there and be comfortable and allow the process to happen. But the result of the process is that they automatically have this protective barrier after they're done. And each time they come, it becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. So there's nothing that they have to do. I do all the work myself. Well, I don't do it myself. There's a consciousness that works through me that does all the work, but the participants don't have to do a thing other than to be prepared for it. I have had a few people who have signed up for the remote to participate remotely, and then they forget all about it, and they're driving down the road at the time that I'm doing this, and of course I don't know they're driving down the road, and later on they realize, oh, I forgot to participate in this, but all of a sudden they feel fantastic, they feel uplifted and great, and that's when they remember, oh, that might be why I'm feeling this way. And so the energy, it's better if they're sitting there prepared and relaxed and prepared to accept it and to send the negative to me. But even if they're not, as long as they're willing and if they put their name on the list and that's their willingness to participate, it still works, and it still has the effect, and they don't have to do anything. It's just all completely done automatically.
We have some questions coming in from our mm-hmm. audience.
Sure.
Is there a need for you to have to protect yourself with energy or auras?
Me personally, or are they talking about themselves?
Well, how are you protecting yourself, or does this just flow through you, I guess, is the question.
Mm-hmm. I'm an unusual case, and don't try this at home, I always tell people, but for some reason my physical body has a permanent protection around it. I don't need to ever protect myself. I can be in any environment, I can be around any kind of negative energy, I can be in a room full of people and intentionally ask them to send me everything they can possibly send me in terms of negative energy, and they're focusing it all right on me in the room, and it and I don't need to intend any protection to be there. It's always permanently there. So, no, I don't need to do that. As far as other people's ability to do that, other people, no, there are always exceptions, and we all have different gifts and so on, but most people would not have that kind of an ability to have that permanent protective shield around them and the ability to take negative energy from another person. I don't know anybody else who does that. I'm sure there are other people who can do that, but it's not something that ordinarily people do have. However, for those who have been coming to our events regularly, it seems one of the side effects is that they're building up this shield around them. Their energy field expands dramatically. Barb says that most people, when they first show up to one of our events, their energy field is very weak. She sees them as about 1 to 4 inches from the body, depending on how strong their energy field is and their health and so on. And the people who have been attending our events regularly now, when they walk in the door, their auras are hitting the ceiling. So there is this permanent effect, and that that effect is going to create an automatic protective shield around them. So now they don't have to walk out into the world and protect themselves as much as they might have had to before, because they have this shield. However, that doesn't mean that they should be intentionally doing what I'm doing. They're not going to have that ability. At least at this point, I don't believe that I can convey this ability to somebody else. But I don't have to protect myself at all.
A very good question. Why would people want to be released from their karma?
Well, because now we live in a society where people think we're supposed to suffer, and so it's interesting. I get a lot of questions like that because we're led to believe that life is supposed to be very difficult, and maybe in the past that was true, but we're at a point where the consciousness of the planet is moving forward so fast. That's why people like you are doing the work you're doing, and me and all the people at our expo. I mean, there's amazing things going on in the world. None of that would be possible if consciousness was not first moving forward. And because consciousness is accelerating in its growth so much in recent times, we are being given opportunities to accelerate our own growth. So, you know, 50, 100, 200 years ago and before, we had to work through our karma. So if you trip somebody, then somebody's going to trip you, sort of, you know, illustration. You have to pay your own karmic debt. But now, as a global consciousness, we can't stay stuck here anymore. We have to move forward, and we have to move forward at a faster pace. And as a result, there are going to be opportunities like this and people with abilities like what I have to be able to take that karma from others. It's not just about us individually. It's about the consciousness of the planet as a whole, which is moving forward. And so why would a person want to do that? Well, by doing so, you improve the quality of your life. You can live in your life and experience it more on a more optimistic level, more happily, enjoy even the more difficult circumstances life presents you with. You can weather those without as much negative emotion and adversity. So why carry? It's like why lose weight if you have if you've got a lot of extra weight around your body? Well, if you're thinner, you just feel better. You have more energy. You can move easier. You fit into nicer clothes. It's the same way. I mean, karma weighs down your whole life experience in a similar way as body weight weighs down your life experience, but it weighs you down on so many different levels. And by getting rid of your karma, you will attract a better quality life, better quality people into your life who are also of a higher consciousness, because your consciousness level determines, and your karma determines, who is going to be around you. And if you have a lot of karma and you have very low consciousness, the people around you are going to be of a similar vibration for the most part. And by raising your consciousness, you increase the quality of the people who are around you. You have people who are going to be interested in topics like we're talking about here, and people who are also uplifted, and then together you can go even further. And as a global consciousness, the world can move forward, and we can have technologies and knowledge like what you're conveying, and a lot of our other people that I see in the world who are doing brilliant work in all different areas, we can move forward faster as a world if the consciousness of the world would move faster. So you're not doing this just for yourself. You're doing this for all of us. For each person whose consciousness grows, it has a ripple effect across every single person on the planet. So it's a much greater importance than just the individual.
I want to jump in and ask about something you said in there about the we can't stay stuck here any longer. What do you know? And I mean that in a good way. I mean the sense of when you say that. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just curious as to, because I know that you're also an astrologer and a numerologist, that you have, besides what you do in your work with people, doing this amazing cleansing and taking on karma, you obviously have a sense of, when you say we can't stay stuck here any longer, yes, that seems evident. I'm curious, your overview of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a very diverse background, and I'm surrounded by brilliant people such as yourselves in all different areas. So I have my hand on the pulse of all of the really cool things going on in the world, and I can tell you there is so much. And so I could answer that question from very different vantage points, but let me address the astrology first, because I think that's an interesting point. I've been an astrologer numerologist for about 20 years, and there are certain cycles that are present right now and between now and the mid-2040s that have not existed. They're similar to cycles that have existed in the late 1700s, early 1800s, when we had a revolution here. So, except this revolution is going to be much, much bigger than the one before. And so we are in the middle of, and at the very, very beginning of a global revolution that's going to impact all aspects of our society. And that's really why all these opportunities are coming out to the world right now. And so everything is going to change between now and the mid-2040s. There's going to be a lot more. The people are going to have more freedom. We're going to have access to knowledge and technology that has been suppressed for a long time. Our whole governmental structure worldwide is going to be restructured and recreated and move toward a society with much more freedom. These are the kind of things that are in front of us in terms of the physical manifestations of that. So I can tell you as an astrologer that we are heading in the right direction, and all of what's taking place right now, between now and 2016, we are experiencing the pushing and pulling of both sides, where the establishment is trying very hard to maintain control while the people are really trying to break free from that control. And that's why all of the things that have happened in the last several years and the things that you talk about on your show, that's why it's happening. That's why we're seeing simultaneously massive breakthroughs in all fields that are going to completely revolutionize life as we know it, at the same time as the establishment is working even harder to keep people under control, is because we're seeing this push-pull. So we're going to see that, and it's just going to heat up between now and 2016. But after that time, we're going to see more of the freedom start to come into our society, especially in the 2020s and beyond. We're going to see that. So from that standpoint, I can tell you we're headed in the right direction, although if you watch the mainstream media, you would swear that we're not. But this is just that process of awakening that's happening and change that's happening in the world, and there are a lot of good things that are going to come out of it that already are coming out of it, and that's really the basis of why we're doing this expo, is it's all about that. But I can also tell you that because of what I do, I'm surrounded by brilliant people in all areas, but also a lot of very, very talented psychics and intuitives and channels and so on. And so I get all kinds of information from all directions and spirit guides and extraterrestrials and all these kinds of things. And they've been telling us consistently that this awakening process is going to happen. It is meant to happen. It has to happen. There is no avoiding it happening. So we can't. We don't have a choice as an individual anymore to say, okay, well, I'm just not going to wake up because I prefer to keep my karma and stay stuck here, because the consciousness as a whole has already decided that we are going to move forward. Now, there are moments where that moving forward may be decrease and increase. Everything happens in cycles, but the overall movement is forward toward a world of higher consciousness. And so that's just a little bit of a quick response to your question from a couple different angles, but I can guarantee you that astrology is an area that I've studied in depth for a very long time, and it's if I know anything, I know astrology, and I can guarantee you we're headed in the right direction, and we are headed toward a world with much more freedom. But there, it's not going to be an easy transition, but we are headed there, and a lot of it is going to happen when in the 2020s, when the children who've been born in the last 10, 15 years, when they get into their 20s, they're going to be largely responsible for taking us to the next threshold of growth and change. We're just seeing the very beginnings of it right now, and they're too young at this point. But you can see some of them even at their young age in the news there or online. They're already making waves, but they're really going to pull us forward in that time period.
I chuckled to myself because you used the re in there, and it's so perfect to me because we're in the middle or toward the end now, I know, of Mercury retrograde. So it seems like a very re time, that's for sure. And in my broad spectrum of people that I speak to and do shows with, I think it's really interesting to me when I think about quantum physics is that phase in quantum physics where there's the chaos theory, where it gets into complete chaos. And then at that moment of disassociation, we're on air, so I won't use that word, but fill in the word of your choice, stuff falls away. And then it comes back together. And it feels very much like we're entering the beginning of that chaos time where the extremes are. We have people like Sherry and you and, any numerous amount of people who are thought leaders in the world. And then we have this other side, I'll just say the other side. You know, whether we're talking about NSA or we're talking about people doing stupid things to the planet, like they, like it's a giant toilet bowl. I mean, I could get on my soapbox at the drop of a hat. But it feels like we're really entering this time of just about, we're kind of at the tip of the chaos. It seems like it's going to get hairier. And then, fill in the word of your choice, stuff is going to fall away and we'll come out the other side. And I suspect that that's some of the stuff that you're talking about at this Awake and Empowered Expo. I'm curious if that's, since you are a thought leader and the people you hang out with are thought leaders, is that some of the things you're going to be talking about at the expo?
Yes. The expo is comes at it from all different sides. It's really a representation of all the things that I see in our society that's happening as an undercurrent. You don't see it on the surface of the mainstream, but there is this undercurrent of incredible things going on that I foresee emerging to the surface in the future. Now, it probably won't totally emerge to the mainstream for a little while, but it is there, and it's definitely coming. And so the expo, we approach this from all sides. We have scientists there. We have geneticists, inventors, we have people working in the health field, and we have vibrational healers, and then I'm doing the consciousness event there as well. We have people talking about ancient civilizations and the repercussions in terms of our human species and where we originated. It's really, the point is to bring all of these advancements to the mainstream audience so that people can know these are out there and use these tools to improve and enhance their life. But one other thing, too, our conference, our expo is really not just an expo. It's really more of a movement. And so we have elements within our expo that are designed to actually move things forward. For example, we have an activism arm of our parent organization called Conscious, the activism arm is called Conscious Action, and that arm is really focused toward. We've built a network of different activist movements around the world, from geoengineering to GMOs and so on, and we're working collectively to create change from a positive perspective rather than just scream at the problem. We're taking physical positive action that's going to produce results, and so we have that aspect of it. And so, like Michael J. Murphy, who's done the movies on, you know, What in the World Is Spraying and so on, will be at our expo, and we are working with him and other organizations around the world to produce some initiatives that we'll be introducing at that expo. And we have various other things. We're about to launch a group of inventors to work on advanced technologies. And so these are the kind of things we're going to bring to the public at our various expos. So the expo is not just about talking about all the cool things going on in the world, but it's also about bringing people together who are doing all these things in collaboration to actually, as a collective, to create change in the world. So yes, it's a very interesting event, and very close to my heart in terms of, you know, making some changes in our world in a positive way.
Now, can you, at this, what comes to mind immediately is that at this expo, do people need to volunteer with you in terms of you helping clear their karma, or can you do it to somebody who's not really enrolled in the possibility? Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, sure. Well, I always, if somebody comes to one of our events, and it's not just at the expo, we're doing one this Saturday here in Michigan. You can join that one remotely as well if you'd like, and you just have to go to our website and sign up, sign your name on the list. But so the people who participate in our events, I ask them to be willing to release their negative energy and allow me to raise their consciousness. So they have to be willing. However, I've been led to believe, and every month I try something a little bit differently, and some months ago I decided that based on information that I'd been receiving from various sources, I was led to believe that the world consciousness had to move forward, and we didn't really have a choice in the matter. As a whole, we had to move forward, and that it was my responsibility to make sure that I did my part in making that happen. And so I decided at this one event that I'm going to include the friends and family members of everyone who was in the room with me, not just the people who were there. So obviously the friends and family members didn't agree to participate. But I decided as an experiment I'm going to try this anyway and see what happens. And Barb is in the room observing, and she said that what was interesting was she started seeing the auras of people. There were empty seats in the room, some empty seats, and she started seeing all these people appearing and disappearing from the room in the empty seats. And she said the level of dark energy that was coming toward me was so dark. She had never seen it that dark before, that she couldn't even see me in the middle of the room because there was so much dark energy. And so we drew the conclusion from that people don't have to be in agreement or even know that they can participate, that it can be done even without their agreement. But if somebody really wants to hold on to it, and maybe it's appropriate for them too, because not all of us are moving forward at the same pace, we're all at different levels of consciousness, in those cases, then I would say probably they wouldn't have to participate, and they wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't be allowed to take that negative energy from them. But if the consciousness of that person is ready for it, even without their awareness conscious decision to participate, I can do it. Yes, and it happens when I'm in groups of people anyway. I can't even when I'm not intending to do it; it just happens automatically.
We have some other questions from our audience. Mm-hmm. Richard is having some technical difficulty. We have one person who asks, if the number of participants doesn't dilute the result, have you tried a whole world karma release?
I have, yes.
What happened?
I have, actually. And in one of we did this event where I included all the friends and relatives, and then in another event, I decided why don't I just include the whole world? And there were instances as well where I just sat at, you know, at home, and I decided I'm going to just do a little experiment. I'm not going to tell anybody I'm doing it. I'm going to see if I can raise the consciousness of the world and reduce some of the karma. And so I did this, and then I emailed several people who are close to me or on my staff and on our EXO staff, and I said, did you notice anything unusual at this time of day on this day? And they all told me that there was something, they felt uplifted or they felt something unusual happen at that time. And so it led me to believe that, yes, I can do that. I have not done it on a regular basis, but in terms of, you know, I also work regularly with some very brilliantly gifted psychic channels, and I've been told by them that by merely being here on Earth, I am constantly raising the consciousness. So this consciousness that's working with me, just by my physical presence, is raising the consciousness of the planet. I'm not the only one on the planet who has that ability, but it's happening automatically even without me having to do anything. But I can intend to raise the consciousness of the planet as a whole, yes. And I have done it numerous times in the past year.
Well, that comes from my question of, well, that's what I was trying to move toward, is are you able to make a shift? For example, at this expo that you're doing, at the Awake and Empowered Expo, are you able, particularly with this group of people, to have an intention of that to the planet or to all people on the planet or to however you want to word it? But I think you've answered that question, that you are able to shift the planetary karma, I guess I would call it. Is that correct? Is that accurate?
Yes, it would appear that way, and understand that I'm a little bit pragmatic and rational as well, and so I look for validation that these things really are happening before I just put, you know, jump in with both feet and say, yeah, that's true. But so far the results seem to concur with the spiritual guidance that I've been receiving, that yes, I can do that, and at the expo we will be doing that. And in fact, at our monthly events now, I do that when there is a group of people in the room. I also intend to raise the consciousness of the planet simultaneously. And at the expo, we'll have a lot of people in the room, and so we'll certainly be doing that, yes. So that expo is going to be, it's going to have a ripple effect across everything in our lives, not only consciousness, but in so many other things, initiatives we're going to be launching there. But certainly in terms of consciousness, we will be having an effect on the consciousness of the planet.
I have a question.
People, go ahead, Sherry.
I just have a question from the audience that I don't understand. So I'll ask it, and then we'll go on, because there's several more down underneath I need to get to. But this is from a listener. What's the difference between an energy transfer consultation, 30 minute, $95, or 60 minutes, $175, and a consciousness and psychology session, personal energy transmission, for $45, and how many minutes is in this session?
They're reading a number of things from my website. Those prices are for all different kinds of things. The energy transmission, if somebody wanted a private session, they could come to one of our monthly events just as well, and those are for the most part free, although we accept donations. But if they wanted a private session, they can contact me for that, and that's what the $45 is, and it typically will last about 15 minutes. They don't have to be on the phone or anything, nor do they have to come in person. We just have to set a scheduled time, and they need to prepare, and I will do the whole thing from here. The other prices that they quoted are for other things, astrology consultations, the ones that where it was 45 minutes or hour and a half or whatever. Those are all for astrological consultations. And numerology. I consult with in astrology and numerology, both business and personal, and there are a variety of pricing packages depending on what it is the person wants. But the energy transmission is the $45 price that they mentioned.
Another quick question. What is the cost of the expo in Detroit?
Well, we have several tiers. I believe we have around 30 presenters, 30 different kinds of events going on. And so there are overlapping events. And so there are different tiers of ticket purchases. And actually, you're going to be offering a discount on your show for our general admission, which for anyone who buys a general admission, they'll be able to attend your event as well as part of general admission. We have more than enough to keep a person busy with just the general admission pass alone, and that is normally $60, but on your show it's 50% off for anybody who uses the discount code. But we also have other events and presenters that are priced differently. So if somebody wants to see every single thing that's going on there, or at least have the option to participate in some of the we have several keynote presenters who are internationally renowned authors and so on, to participate in some of those, you would need to buy a VIP ticket, and those can those range from so our prices range from $60 for general admission to I think about $400 or $500 for the VIP, and then we have an afterglow if somebody wants to hang out Saturday evening with all the presenters just in a casual environment and ask them questions and so on. There's an additional ticket price for that, which I believe is $200 add-on to the existing ticket. But we also have a combination packages at discounts, and on shows, on your show, we're offering discounts as well. So, and if you join our Facebook page, we're giving away a VIP, which you know will give you access to everything for free. So as we get closer to the event, we're giving away one of those. So definitely join our Facebook page as well.
How many days is the expo? Another audience question.
Mm-hmm. It's Friday night, the 11th, and all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Saturday until, if you participate in the afterglow, it's until midnight. Well, actually, even if you don't, we have another event going on until midnight as well. So no matter what you buy, it will last that long, from, I believe, 8 a.m. Saturday until midnight. And then Sunday, I believe we end at around 8 p.m. If you want to stick around that long. For those who are coming in from out of town, you can leave earlier. But we do have events all morning and evening long.
There are lectures, dinners, videos, workshops.
Yes.
Private sessions. Am I leaving anything out?
Nope. We have gong immersion a workshop, which is really amazing experience. And we have Tai Chi and Qigong first thing in the morning. We have raw food demonstrations. And actually, if you want to buy meals are optional. But if you add the meal option, we have both raw food and regular food available for us. So if somebody's raw vegan, they can have that option as well. And we have very well-known raw food educator who's going to be presenting there and doing a breakfast where she'll be making a raw food breakfast as part of the morning routine on Saturday and Sunday. And there'll be lectures, workshops, practitioners. So, and I can tell you, just similar to work you're doing, a lot of people could very well go there with very, very serious health issues and walk away without them. I mean, there are those kinds of breakthroughs there. That's the possibility of this event. There's all kinds of really, really interesting things.
In our lecture, we are going to be providing people software so that they can monitor their own health. So tools and solutions also there. If they want to know more about the Detroit Expo that's in October, awakeandempoweredexpo.com, and we are looking at part of the schedule now and what is going on.
Yes, and I forgot to mention the movies too. We do have a movie room that you mentioned earlier that we're going to be playing documentary movies all day long, like What in the World Are They Spraying, and Michael J. Murphy and others who are representatives of the movies will be there to answer questions about those particular documentaries.
Sonia Barrett is doing a new documentary on the business of disease, and she speaks a lot of places. I think her stuff would be wonderful there. Also, Brzezinski's stuff. He has a new cancer, a number two cancer cure thing going on.
Okay.
And I didn't see people there. So people can buy tickets at the door. They can sign up online. They can buy tickets from the website. They'll be able to buy tickets from our website. And it's October, and it's Friday through Sunday, and there's something for everybody.
Yes.
How's that?
And tickets at the door will be a little bit more expensive, so if you buy them online, it'll be less expensive. Plus, we'll be offering specials on various radio programs and on the website, so you're better off buying it ahead of time. But yes, they will be available at the door as well.
Okay.
And if people want to have a little bit of a sample, for lack of a better description, of your work, you said something about they can sign up to participate in a Saturday event in Michigan. Is that an only in-person event, or can they, like people in, for those of us in California and other areas, can we join in on that event by signing up?
Yes, you can, but you can't join in the lecture portion. We're not broadcasting it at this point. So what we have this particular Saturday is we have I'll be giving a lecture from 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock Eastern time. And from 2 to 2:30, or about 2 to maybe 2:20, 2:25, we'll be doing the actual energy transfer. And so during that window of time, so if you want to participate remotely, you'll go to our website, flowerofliftcenter.org, and click on the link that says remote energy transfer, and then put your name on the in the form at the bottom and follow the instructions on the page. It tells you exactly what you need to do on that day and at that time. And so all you'll do is between 2 and 2:30 Eastern time, you will follow the instructions and be prepared to go through that process, and you'll participate in the energy transfer portion as if you were physically there. There won't be any, you know, the effects are just as effective remotely as they are in person, but you just won't be able to hear me give the lecture, that's all.
There's going to be booths there too, right?
Yes, of course, yes. We'll have 70 exhibitor booths.
So is it going to be sales booths, demo booths?
Mostly at this expo, unless we add more space, which we may, but at this point we don't have psychic readers and so on, although there may be a couple doing that at their table, in their booth area, with their other services as well. We don't have a section that's just for psychics and intuitives at this point. So it's going to be a lot of them will be products and services offered by different practitioners in different areas, and products relevant to this, our present time and different kinds of things that people can buy to enhance their life. So yes, it'll be primarily sales booths, but there will also be some practitioners, people doing energy healing work, such as vibrational healing work and things like that. And you'll also be there doing what you do at your table as well. But primarily sales related booths. But there'll also be practitioner rooms for people who who are doing different kinds of healing modalities and so on.
People want to know if the speaker list is set and is there still booth space?
There's still booth space. It is getting limited, but there is still booth space. So if you want that, don't wait too much longer on that. The speaker list is pretty much final. There is a possibility we may add one more thing to the list, but if we do, it won't be a physical speaker. We're thinking on doing a live streaming broadcast of someone who is doing some really remarkable work in the field of technology, and he's doing a live demonstration of his technology that same weekend. And there is a possibility we may arrange to web stream his demonstration to the expo. Other than that, our list is pretty final at this point.
We have somebody, boy, I lost it. There's so many questions coming in. I just lost it. Do you have any other questions, Richard?
Well, I do have, actually, as this just floated up as you said that. So is part of this being available for a live feed? Because you just talked about the possibility of having one presenter. Is some of the existing expo as is scheduled now available for us to listen to live online?
We have not added that option yet. We're playing around with that possibility. If we do offer it, it probably won't be until September. So at this point, the only thing available are physical seats. But the event will be recorded. So in the worst case, we will have a DVD or a streaming option after the fact. But we, at this point, have not added web streaming for the event. If we do, though, it will only be we have multiple rooms going simultaneously, so obviously we can't stream them all simultaneously. You can only watch one thing at a time. So if we do that, we'll only be streaming our ballroom, which is the biggest room where we have a lot of our keynote presenters, and that's a possibility that we will potentially stream that. But we are recording all the rooms, so if you were to if you can't catch it in person, you can certainly buy the DVD afterward, and that'll have every single room recorded as well, which is, you know, three solid days of simultaneous events. So at this point, we have three rooms that are going on simultaneously, one ballroom that seats 300 to 400 people, and then three other rooms that seat up to 100 each. I'm sorry, two other rooms seat up to 100 each, and then a theater room as well that seats about that much. And so all of those are going to have events all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and Friday night will just be the ballroom.
Hey, I found the question, and you've answered part of it. It was about simultaneous speakers. Is there a charge for each speaker, or is there a one-time charge for most events?
Depends what you want. We have some of our speakers are scientists, and not everybody is going to want to sit through a scientific discussion, but we anticipate there are going to be people from the scientific community who want to just come see that one person, and because they've never been in this country and they're talking about breakthrough work that has never been presented to the public. And so we structured our event so that if somebody wants to just watch one speaker, they can do that. But if you buy, let's say, if you buy a general admission pass, you can attend any of the – if you go to our website – and you click on the speaker bios, it will say keynote underneath their name if they're a keynote presenter. And the keynote presenters are the higher tier ticket price. And so if you buy a general admission, you can attend. You'll have no shortage of things to attend for the entire two and a half days that you're there. But the keynote presenters do cost additional. But let's say you want to you buy a general admission ticket, which on this show is available for $30, and you go to all general admission events, but then you wanted to attend one of the keynotes, you can buy that keynote just as an add-on if you want to, and that would be just $60 for one keynote. Or you can buy the VIP, which will get you into every single event, and you just have to choose what you attend, obviously, because you can't attend everything at once. But, so there are all kinds of options. We did it that way because of the diversity of what we're offering. There's a very, very strong, there's a strong health component, there's a strong scientific component, there's a strong vibrational healing component, and not everybody who's coming to our event is interested in all those areas. And so you can pick and choose what you want, and depending on what you want, you can pay a different, you'll pay a different ticket price based on that. So the lowest price will be the $60 general admission, which on the show is 30, but then you can add on to that if you want others. And if you go to our buy tickets tab on our website, it gives you all the different breakdowns of different ticket prices and options and meals and so on.
And there's a nice bio for each speaker so people can read through those and know beforehand what they want to do.
Yes, and we are we are posting interviews every single week with different presenters. So if you want to get a preview of what that person is about and what they're doing, I did an interview with you before that we're about to post as well, Sherry, and which will give you an idea of some of the diversity of topics and the incredible work that they're doing, as you know, to get prepared for the expo.
we had another strange question. I don't know where this is coming from. Are you associated with the Holo, H-O-L-O, tree.com?
No, not familiar with that. It's possible we are. We have a big team, and everybody's arranging things. We have relationships with lots of international organizations in every field imaginable. I'm not familiar with who they all are at this point, and I'm not the one managing that, but I'm not aware of us being connected with them.
Okay, is there a special hotel that they should get in contact with, or is this being held at a meeting center?
Yeah, this is being held at a very large convention center in the downtown Detroit area, and in a really nice part of the Detroit area, actually. A lot of Detroit's been renovated and renewed in recent years, and so it's going to be at the convention center, and across the street is the Crown Plaza Hotel, which is actually, I believe it just opened this month. It's been completely renovated, so it's a beautiful hotel. There will be discounted rooms available there. We don't have those room blocks available to the public just yet, but you can stay there if you want. But there are quite a number of other hotels in the surrounding area or even farther away that we will have arrangements with on our website. So check back for that. But if you want to just walk across the street to the convention center, then the Crown Plaza Hotel is where you want to stay. It's just you can see the Expo Center from the windows of the Plaza Hotel.
Okay, so they can get a media kit, and that's what somebody's asking for,
mm-hmm.
from the Awakening.
Yes, there's media kit.
Oh, that media kit is, or information kit, is right there under sponsor and vendor information, reaching your audience, sponsor, exhibitor, ad space, forms, tickets are right there on the front page, contact information, VIP and general information. So schedule's there, what it's all about the group. What group is actually sponsoring this?
Well, our parent organization is the Flower of Life Center for Human Evolution, and our monthly events, we have different classes in consciousness, and we have Tai Chi, Qigong. I do my energy transfer events, of course. We are introducing some classes on health and longevity. We've had classes in the past with yoga and law of attraction and all kinds of things. And we've got quite a few other community projects and so on going on. The Flower of Life really is the parent organization that has the activist arm and the technology development arm. And so we've got a lot of sub-projects inside of the organization. Our main objective there is really to create opportunities within our community and the global community to enhance the quality of people's lives and increase their happiness level and their health and just all-around well-being. So it's that organization that is that's the sponsor of this expo.
And if people want to write to you, it is info@Ethan, E-T-H-A-N-N, Fox, F-O-X, .com.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting a warning here that we're going to be cut off. Richard, do you have any other questions from your side here?
I have, several hundred questions, but we'll stop now. I can see that we can go any number of directions. We didn't even get into the law of harmony and law of vibration. That's a whole other show. But this sounds like a great expo.
Yes. Yes, that's an interesting topic, yes.
So David,
thank you so much, Ethan. That was really great. Yeah, we could have lots of conversations.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, that's great.
We probably should do some kind of interviews while we're there at the expo,
mm-hmm.
Richard. So we'll try to set up a media booth as well as a booth for the Institute. And we have a two-booth space where we will be doing vocal profiles for people. I'm sure there's going to be a lot going on. We're being asked, are you going to do a karma transfer today? I don't think we have time for that. Doesn't it take space and quiet?
Yeah.
And
We don't have time for that. We don't have time for that. But if they go to our flowerofliftcenter.org website and sign up for Saturday's event, then they can participate remotely for that one.
Okay.
Or go to Facebook and go to Ethan Fox Energy Transfer on Facebook, and if they join that page, then they'll be informed of any other remote events or radio shows where I will be doing one.
Okay, I'm going to put that in the chat for people, and they can join in from the comfort of their easy chair or wherever they have it. We have an addiction to Facebook. They don't like Facebook. Okay, just write to Ethan, and I'll put his email up for you so we can have it. We certainly thank you and hope that those of you who want to join as vendors or as participants, write for more information about this Awake and Empowered Expo in Detroit, and we will talk to Ethan at another time about all of the questions left over. So thank you, Ethan.
Thank you so much.
Richard, we forgot to...
Thank you, Ethan. That was great.
Thank you,
Richard. We could do a whole other show on every other subject, so thank you.
Happy to do it.
I look forward to hearing about the expo. Thanks.
Thank
you. But we forgot to do our commercials.
I'll put that on right now.
Okay, we'll talk to you guys later.
Have you had enough? Our civil and health rights are being ignored at every turn. More than ever, alternative healthcare services are needed. Please accept our invitation to be a part of the renovation of healthcare in America. Guardian Party members receive free software, free online classes, free monthly newsletter, free forum access. For more about health for the people, by the people, visit us at www.guardiansofthepeople.com.
All right, Sherry. Well, that was a jam-packed almost 90 minutes, so I think we should be jetting off now. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Don't forget to join us on Blog Talk Radio or Cancer Biomarkers on Tuesday.